Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Looking at breezy conditions for today. This afternoon, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. I'll show you how much colder it will feel with the wind chill and who's at risk for fire danger.
More fencing like this will be added to 5 parks in Durham because of high lead levels. Coming up, what you should do if you think your child has been exposed.
Plus, severe weather with heavy rain and high winds continues to pound the California coast. We will show you where there is more damage from across the state that left 3 people dead also.
The tough stretch for them just won't let up with the mudslides and everything else. Yeah. As we bring you inside our WRAL studio at 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning, I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, starting off much like we did yesterday. Yeah. Pretty cold out there.
It's except nice. Except the breeze.
I know. Yeah, you do feel it. You need the jackets. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner standing by with a look over Roxboro. Pretty, but yeah, the breeze. It's cold.
It is chilly out there. I'll tell you what. We take a live look at Roxboro, and the flag here standing in front of the courthouse lawn is fairly still, but we are seeing breezy conditions across most of the region right now. Our wind is coming out of the northeast at around 8 miles per hour. Temperature in the triangle 35. We're down to about 32 currently in Roxboro. And it feels like 26, even though that flag is sitting still there. There's definitely a wind chill. It feels like 24 in South Hill. The wind chill is on the right. So 29 Fayetteville and Clinton, 29 in the triangle, 29 Southern Pines. That's what it feels like when you step outside. Winds are out of the northeast, anywhere from about 7 to 15 miles per hour. We've had some gusts this morning up to around 20. We'll likely see more gusts this afternoon up to around 30 miles per hour. So we do have high fire danger in our southern counties, but you'd be encouraged not to do any outdoor burning anywhere today because of those winds. Our temperatures are mostly in the low to mid 30s, but again, feeling more like 20s with the wind chill. We climb up into the low to mid 50s for highs this afternoon. Brian?
802 right now, Elizabeth. We're watching some backups on US 1 northbound coming in from Apex through Cary. Earlier this morning, we had a crash around New Hill Road on US 1 northbound, created some huge delays as you headed in from Lee County. That crash cleared a little while ago, but all of that congested traffic has moved on up US 1 into Apex and Cary. We're looking a little better in the past few minutes, though, about a 4-minute delay overall from 55 to I-40. So the trend is improving there as you head in from the southwestern side of Wake County. Take a look at some of the other delays I'm following on those major approaches into Raleigh right now. Some backups on 87 southbound heading through Knightdale. About an 8-minute delay with congestion through that area. No crashes or anything reported, just some general backups as you head in from 64 Business out to 440. Coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, you're looking at about a 12-minute delay heading down to 540. And from Durham on 40 eastbound, the ride past the airport into Cary, seeing about a 5-minute backup. Some of that is due to sun glare. Same is true on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound with some backups approaching Fayetteville Road. Look out for a vehicle fire in northeast Raleigh on Forestville Road at Oak Hill Drive. That's just north of Buffalo Road. We're still seeing some pretty heavy southbound delays in that area, so allow a little extra time. Look out for a police response there. Major approaches into Durham, for the most part, are looking okay. We are tracking some backups in both directions of 885, as usual, between 147 and I-40. If you're getting ready to head out right now, don't forget, turn us on in the car on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham. Our live newscast continues there, and I'll be back with another traffic update in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, Brian. This morning, it appears that classes at Durham Public Schools will be back on schedule after days of disruptions because of ongoing pay issues. The Durham Association of Educators organized this rally yesterday. Staff and parents picketed at the downtown building. Many told WRAL that 2 staff recommended salary options that the board considered last Friday did not meet their demands. They are glad the board decided to vote on the issue this Thursday instead. We spoke to a teacher and a parent who said this has been a learning experience for her family.
That I understand that having this day off is very hard for all families, all working families, but it's really important for us to be supportive of our school's classified staff. There's just so many people that are being affected.
The school board is also planning to hold a special meeting tomorrow to discuss personnel matters. It's not clear what the specific topic of that meeting will be.
Today, Wake school leaders will vote on eliminating enrollment caps at 3 elementary schools. Apex, Highcroft, and Mills Park elementary schools are currently closed to new families. They're capped because of overcrowding. But the enrollment has dropped for a number of reasons, and school leaders are considering opening enrollment to those schools to all families in the nearby neighborhoods. The meeting gets started 5:30 tonight.
Starting today, you'll have less access to the areas surrounding five Durham parks. The city will put up more signs to restrict access because of elevated lead levels. And this all comes after the city received new guidance from the Environmental Protection Agency. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from East Durham Park. And Kelsey, this has been an ongoing issue for several parks there.
Michelle, it sure has. So some of you all may have even noticed this orange fencing that's at several parks in Durham. So this is East Durham Park, one of the five parks that have had lead issues that we've been telling you about for several months. Take a look at the fencing that's already up at Walltown Park. Documents show additional fencing will be added to 35 acres across five parks in Durham: Lyon, East End, Walltown, East Durham, and Northgate. The fencing has to be added because of new regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency. The lead was there before, but the updated guidance requires more fencing. It's still not clear how the city will address the problem. It's difficult to detect lead exposure, so parents, your children may not show any symptoms if they've been exposed. If you're concerned about that, then you need to make sure that they have a blood test, and the CDC has a full list of guidelines for what you should do if there's lead that's found in your child's blood. And you can find that list on our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Raleigh City Council may vote today on restoring city support for the citizen advisory councils. In a surprise move, City Council voted to disband that group in 2020. The neighborhood group existed for decades to get more people involved in the city's future. Members of the Raleigh Citizen Advisory Council say they're confident at least five council members will vote to restore support for the group at today's meeting, starting at 1 this afternoon.
This morning, the rain won't seem to stop for millions of people across California. Take a look at the flooding here. At least three people have died. The deadly and record-setting conditions are from an atmospheric river. As Amy Kiley reports, it's stretching into more states.
It was like thunder, like.
Today, a historic and deadly storm is stretching east while still plaguing California.
It was just this house, just completely disintegrating.
Some areas around Los Angeles report almost a foot of rain falling in 3 days. Officials are telling people not to drive through floodwaters.
Stay safe and off the roads. Only leave if it is absolutely necessary.
President Joe Biden calling into a press conference last night to offer support.
I just got off the phone with Governor Newsom. We're working closely together that the state is mobilized and the resources you need.
In some areas of Southern California, evacuation orders are in place. One reason is that fire scars are susceptible to mudslides. Officials say Los Angeles alone is digging out from more than 120 flows. They say rescuers try to save people who ignore calls to get out.
It's a very powerful thing to see when the earth moves like that.
That one part of the hill slid on his car, and it shoved him all the way down here.
In addition to California, Nevada and Arizona could see floods today. Winter weather is also a concern in those states and in New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Idaho, and Wyoming. I'm Amy Kiley reporting.
Raleigh police are investigating a shooting on Bragg Street. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene as officers investigated around 1:45 Monday afternoon. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital with injuries but is expected to recover. Police tell us a fight happened before that shooting. So far, no arrest in the case. Police were also called to a shooting on Pool Road in Raleigh. This is video from Sky 5. Investigators arrived at that scene around 3:30 yesterday afternoon and found a man with several gunshot wounds. He's being treated for serious injuries, and police say there is no suspect in custody in that case.
New this morning, the White House says President Biden would veto a standalone aid package for Israel proposed by the House. This comes as a Senate border deal that would include aid to the U.S. allies now appears on shaky ground on Capitol Hill. In a statement, the White House said, quote, the administration spent months working with a bipartisan group of senators to reach a national security agreement that secures the border and provides support for the people of Ukraine and Israel. The standalone bill was floated by House Speaker Mike Johnson last week. Johnson responded to the White House calling the veto threat a, quote, betrayal of our great ally and friend Israel in their time of desperate need.
More affordable housing units will be coming to downtown Raleigh soon. City Council leaders are expected to approve a $700,000 grant during today's meeting. The units will honor the Idlewild community. It was the first location in Raleigh where formerly enslaved people were allowed to own homes. North Carolina Central's head basketball coach Lavelle Moten will be in attendance at that meeting. His company, Raleigh Raised, partnered with Raleigh Area Land Trust to help develop that area. The meeting starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Just ahead, Apple's newest technology is causing problems for transportation officials after social media videos went viral. Why a family is calling a woman a hero after jumping into action to save her mother's life.
And a frightening moment for a six-year-old little girl and her younger brother.
I went out to get help.
Yeah, coming up, why her family is calling her a hero after jumping into action to save her mom's life.
And it's going to be a chilly afternoon for us. Temperatures will climb into the 50s, but it stays breezy today, only feeling like mid-40s with a wind chill. We also have high fire danger. I'll explain coming up.
A14 is the time right now on our Tuesday morning, and look at that sunshine just glistening off the Carolina Beach coast right there for us. And you can bet it's a little breezy, a little chilly down there. You see the waves rolling in, and we have that same breeze here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRN Severe Weather Center. This is going to be one of those days where you're outside this afternoon and you're saying, boy, if the wind would just die down, this would be nice.
Exactly. Temperatures will climb into the mid-50s, but it's going to feel more like mid-40s with that wind chill. It's going to be biting, but it'll move on out tomorrow. It won't be as breezy. It's pretty in Goldsboro this morning, as well as there in Fayetteville in front of our newsroom, checking in with Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Everybody's seeing lots of sunshine. Let's talk a little bit about California. This is the system that actually will arrive here by the weekend to bring us some rain, but not nearly as much rain as what they're seeing in California. They're seeing almost a year's rain just in about 4 or 5 days here. The heaviest rain still continues down here around Los Angeles. This is a pattern that would typically be happening much farther north, up around, say, Washington State. We always think of Washington State as being, you know, very green, you know, lots of waterfalls, and because they get a lot of these atmospheric rivers. Down south here in Southern California, it's more of an arid region, and so it just isn't designed to handle this much rain. So far, some of the totals have been anywhere from 3 to 5 inches, but there also have been some pockets up to 10 inches of rain. And we continue to see the video coming out of Southern California and all the destruction. There's still more rain in the forecast, about another 1 to 3 inches today. And then after that, they should get a break and there's going to be a lot of cleanup. As that system arrives here by the weekend, on Friday, we could see a few isolated showers. It'll be cloudy, but much warmer. And then on Saturday, we'll start to see some showers moving in, say, late in the day. And then on Sunday, we're going to see the potential for some of that rain to lift northward. So between Friday and Sunday, we'll likely see anywhere from about 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch. Again, not a whole lot of rain, not nearly what they're seeing out in California. Our temperatures today and tomorrow will be mostly low to mid-50s. A couple of chilly mornings. It'll be in the upper 20s for Wednesday and Thursday morning. And then we change the pattern dramatically. We're in the 60s and 70s for highs. Overnight lows are in the 50s. And we get back into this wetter pattern. It's not going to rain solid from Friday through Sunday. Right now, it looks like Sunday and Monday would be the wettest time periods. But we'll continue to fine tune that as we get more information in from our computer models. Brian.
Elizabeth here at 8:16, just getting word of a crash on southbound 147 between Briggs Avenue and the 885 interchange. That's southbound traffic heading away from us. A little while ago, it was looking pretty badly backed up here on the camera. It looks like traffic may be flowing a little more freely on 147 southbound. Let's take a look at 885 itself. Again, that crash will be right about here, and you can see some backups in both directions. About an 8-minute slowdown overall between I-40 and I-85 on the southbound side of 885, and on the northbound side, about a 7-minute delay with congestion between Cornwallis and TW Alexander. We'll be watching those sensors carefully, and around the rest of Durham right now, some of the other backups that we're following are on the south side of town on 40 eastbound between 751 out toward Fayetteville Road. That's just the usual congestion. Also, 70 is a little backed up in both directions. is heading toward Miami Boulevard. If you're heading out now, remember, you can listen to us in Durham on 96.5 FM on the radio, WRL News Plus on 24/7 with local news and our live newscasts. Taking a look at Raleigh right now, we have a few minor crashes that are getting cleared up. Not really seeing any big delays with those crashes. I do have a vehicle fire that I'm watching on the northeast side of Raleigh. Still an active scene, apparently, at Forestville Road, just north of Buffalo Road at Oak Hill Drive. Heavy southbound delays this morning. And we're also watching some backups on 440 westbound. There's a report of a crash on the eastbound side of 440 right around New Bern Avenue. I don't think that's causing any problems, but on the westbound side, we're seeing about a 10-minute backup from 87 to Wade Avenue.
Thank you, Brian. The jury in the case of the Michigan school shooter's mom may reach a verdict today. Jennifer Crumbly is facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Her son killed four people at Michigan's Oxford High School in 2021. Prosecutors argue Crumbly is responsible because she was grossly negligent in giving her son a gun, a 15-year-old. They also say she failed to get him proper mental health treatment despite warning signs. Jurors began deliberating yesterday and will reconvene this morning.
Nikki Haley is asking for protection from the Secret Service after her campaign says she's received threats. Haley is the only major primary opponent of former President Donald Trump. She was recently the target of two swatting incidents just days apart. The Secretary of Homeland Security will make the decision about whether she can have Secret Service protection.
Apple's new headset is causing concerns on the roadways. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning all drivers to pay attention to the roads after there are some videos that show people using Vision Pro headsets while driving. The headset allows users to view screens and apps while also being able to see real world around them. Apple's also reminding users to pay attention to their surroundings.
Well, happening now in the WRA Live Center, we're just getting word that Adam Neumann, the former co-founder of WeWorks that was ousted dramatically from this company back in 2019, is trying to buy this company once again. He was ousted in dramatic fashion back in 2019, but now he's accusing the current holders and leaders of WeWorks of stonewalling him. Back in its 14-year history, WeWorks became the symbol of venture capitalist excess. And of course, Neumann now trying to get back involved with WeWorks. We'll, of course, monitor this story for any new developments here in the WRA Live Center.
McDonald's and Starbucks are blaming the Israel-Hamas war for low sales. McDonald's says a slowdown in sales in the Middle East played a role in its rare fourth quarter sales miss. Starbucks CEO says while sales in the Middle East have struggled, sales in the U.S. also dropped due to protests and boycotts related to the conflict. McDonald's also has faced backlash in the Middle East after its franchises in Israel offered discounts or free meals to soldiers.
Credit card debt is on track to reach a new record high. Credit analysts believe a new report expected to be released today will show that credit card debt hit a new record from October to December. Experts say lower and middle income people have more debt than they can pay off. Many people relied on credit cards more last year because of inflation. Interest rates are making it harder to pay off debt as well. A new survey shows the average annual percentage rate hit a new high of 20.74%.
A little girl from Catawba County is being honored for jumping into action after her mom had a medical emergency. Conover County City Council honored this 6-year-old Quinn Hill yesterday after she helped save her mom. First grader was at home with her mom, Jennifer, and 3-year-old brother when Jennifer started having a seizure last month. Quinn tried to help her mom, but when she realized there was little she could do, she grabbed her brother and went to a neighbor's home. That neighbor called Quinn's dad, Jason, who's a police officer, who quickly alerted first responders. Once on the scene, EMS determined Jennifer had a seizure, a first for her.
She's my hero. I mean, she saved me. She got me help. Now I've put things in place. My phone, I have it set to recognize her face, so it automatically unlocks in the event she's got to call 911.
Now that plan is on. Quinn received a certificate from the mayor during the city council meeting. That's great. King Charles III will stay out of the public eye as he faces a cancer diagnosis. The palace still has not revealed what type of cancer King Charles is coping with right now, just reporting it. The king is receiving treatment at home right now. The diagnosis comes just a week after the 75-year-old monarch was released from a London hospital after a routine prostate procedure. Palace says cancer is not part of that. It's a separate issue of concern. The king does not have prostate cancer. This is a rare glimpse, though, into the king's private life.
The king actually, by disclosing some of those personal details about his prostate issues just recently, was in some ways breaking with tradition. The queen was certainly much more private about her health.
He talked a lot about that prostate procedure, but not about what type of cancer. Prince William is expected to take over more duties in the coming months. He is next in line to the throne as well. Prince Harry is planning to travel to the UK to be with his father.
Some sad news this morning. Country music star Toby Keith has died at the age of 62. His family made a post to Facebook earlier this morning announcing his death. They also posted on his page. They say he died in his website surrounded by his family. Keith was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2022.
NFL's first ever regular season game in Brazil has its designated home team. Philadelphia Eagles will play in the game in Sao Paulo, Brazil. It'll happen during the first week of the upcoming NFL season. The league has not announced who the Eagles' opponent will be. The Panthers are on the Eagles' home schedule, which makes them a possibility, but highly unlikely because Panthers are already playing in Germany next season.
Coming up, enrollment caps at three Wake County schools could be lifted today. Coming up, why school leaders say the cap is no longer needed.
Get into your car, tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader tracking a number of backups in the Durham area. Brian.
This one's on the Durham Freeway, the southbound side of 885, right at Glover Road. We have a crash in the median there leading to some pretty big delays. There's a little bit of a backup on southbound 147 from Briggs Avenue heading down to the 885 merge, but more significant delays right now on 885 southbound. About an 8-minute backup, which begins around the US 70 interchange all the way down toward Ellis Road. Unrelated delays on the northbound side with just some congestion as you head up toward TW Alexander Drive on 885. In Raleigh, our major approaches, still seeing a little bit of a backup coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a 10-minute delay there, and about a 6-minute slowdown on US 1 northbound coming in from Apex through Cary, Elizabeth.
Looking at nice clear skies across our area. Here's a live look at Sanford. It looks beautiful out, but it is breezy and chilly. Take a look at our wind speeds and gusts. We're gusting to 21 in Goldsboro, 17 in Clinton. Steady winds out of the northeast, anywhere from around 5 to about 15 miles per hour. Our wind chill forecast is still going to feel like freezing temperatures by around 10 a.m. and won't climb much above 45 in terms of the way it feels this afternoon with the breezy conditions. Right now, temperatures are mostly in the low to mid 30s with a few exceptions. As you head through the afternoon, we'll see actual highs in the low to mid 50s. But again, that wind will be with us pretty much all day.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, Wake school leaders will vote on eliminating enrollment caps at three elementary schools. Apex, Highcroft, and Mills Park elementary schools are currently closed to new families because of overcrowding. School leaders are considering opening them back up to all families in the neighborhood. That meeting starts at 5:30. Next on Fox 50, why new EPA guidelines are requiring Durham City leaders to block off more than five parks. And next on Today, from diet to exercise, everything you need to know about heart health.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's going to be a breezy afternoon for us. We'll see winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. That means high, of course, the potential for fires and some chilly temperatures, too. We'll go over that coming up.
It's no secret overcrowding has been an issue in Wake County Public Schools, but today school leaders are going to vote on whether or not to open enrollment at some schools that have been capped.
And all Durham schools are back in session today after a day of protest yesterday. How the district is working to find a middle ground in the ongoing pay dispute, something we've been talking about for weeks now. We'll have an update on that coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks so much for making us part of your Tuesday here as we get going. Beautiful sunshine out. We had a great sunrise. It is cold. Mm-hmm. We do know that. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center, though, these temperatures are going to rise throughout the week.
We're looking at a big warm up getting into the weekend, 60s and 70s coming our way. It looks beautiful in Warrenton this morning, doesn't it? That deep blue sky. It is breezy to start with, and our temperatures will remain on the cool side today. Right now, it's 35 in the triangle. Our wind is coming out of the northeast at around 8 miles per hour. We've seen some gusts so far this morning, up to around 20 miles per hour. So we do have a wind chill that we're looking at, the white box on the right to the wind chill. So it feels like 29 in Durham, Raleigh, Fayetteville, and Southern Pines. It feels like 26 in Roxboro and 24 in South Hill. Just enough wind out there to make it feel pretty chilly. 17 in Clinton, 21 Goldsboro. Those are our gusts right now, but our steady wind is around 5 to 15 out of the northeast. We're going to see those gusts up to 30 miles per hour later on this afternoon. And that means we have high fire danger. You're encouraged not to do any outdoor burning today. Really, no matter where you are, we're going to see dry conditions and breezy conditions across the entire viewing area. Actual temperatures range from 32 in Roxboro and South Hill to 37 and 38 in Clinton and Fayetteville, which doesn't seem too bad. Our high temperature climbs into the low to mid 50s, but I tell you, that wind makes a big difference. Much warmer temperatures ahead for the weekend, but rain to go along with it. I'll show you coming up. Brian?
It's 8:32 right now, Elizabeth, and we are watching some problems on the north side of Raleigh. A report of a crash in just the past couple of minutes on Durant Road at Capitol Hills Drive. That is just off Capitol Boulevard. Apparently, that is a crash with injury, so it may be a little while before it's cleared. I'm not seeing big delays there on Durant Road. We have been watching some of the backups on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming out of Wake Forest this morning, and right now that stands at about an 11-minute backup. Not related to that crash. This is just congestion as you head down toward 540. Also, a crash in Durham that we've been watching on 885 southbound right around Glover Road. It's in the median. You can see the Durham police vehicle there. Looks like there is at least one other vehicle at the scene. It's leading to some backups coming in on southbound 885, beginning right around the 70 interchange down through the 147 merge on down just past Glover Road. Once you get down to the Ellis Road area, traffic's flowing pretty freely, but we are watching about a 6-minute delay there on the southbound side. On the northbound side of 885 right now, we're measuring a 7-minute backup beginning right around Cornwallis Road all the way up toward Ellis Road.
And we have buses out there on the roads. This morning, it appears Durham Public Schools classes are back on schedule after days of disruptions because of ongoing pay issues. The Durham Association of Educators organized this rally Monday, and staff and parents picketed at the downtown building ahead of a school board meeting Thursday to once again discuss the pay issue and possible solutions. We spoke to one employee with decades of out-of-state experience who says she chose to work in Durham for a reason.
It's not fair. It's not right. I signed my contract with excitement that they was going to accept my 20 years, whereas I asked Wake County and they said up front that they would not.
The school board is also planning to hold a special meeting tomorrow to discuss personnel matters. It's not clear what the specific topic of that meeting will be.
We are working to learn the name of a motorcycle rider who died in a crash on Briar Creek Parkway. The crash happened about 9:15 last night near ACC Boulevard. Police say a car and a motorcycle were involved. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker showing the heavy damage to both vehicles. The driver of the car suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The crash left part of southbound Briar Creek Parkway blocked for several hours. Police say the cause of the crash is under investigation.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, a wolf alert issued by NC State University. Campus police are reporting several thefts on campus, including bicycles and catalytic converters from vehicles parked on campus over the weekend. Police are right now going through surveillance video to identify the person or persons responsible for those thefts. Police, of course, are encouraging students to lock their vehicles and secure any valuables and be mindful of their surroundings. If you have a student at NC State, you might want to apprise them of that wolf alert.
Today, enrollment in some Wake County schools may be reopened to families. Enrollment caps are meant to help with overcrowding. WRL's Laura Levine is live at one of those schools that could see the cap lifted. What a change this would mean to some of those families. How did we get to this point?
Apex Elementary School is one of several schools that have faced overcrowding issues, and now today it is among three that will be considered for cap removal. So what this means is that families moving into nearby neighborhoods will have the opportunity to enroll their children into these schools. Let's give you a better look at where these schools are located. The school board today will vote on also removing enrollment caps for Highcroft Drive Elementary and Mills Park Elementary Schools in Cary. This comes problems as charter schools and private schools have opened in the area. The school system has more slowly opened new buildings, though it plans to open six more in western Wake County during the next school year. They will also consider changing the overflow school for two other capped schools. Changing the overflow school for Parkside Elementary from Adams Elementary to Carpenter Elementary, and changing the overflow school for Panther Creek High from Green Level High to Green Hope High. Both of the new overflow schools are closer to the cap schools. So today there's going to be two meetings. The board will meet for a work session at 2:30, and then they're going to have that regular meeting at 5:30 p.m. when we'll learn more. Laura Levine, WREL News in Apex.
More land is being blocked off in Durham parks because of the presence of high levels of lead there. The city is blocking off more areas within Lyon, East End, Walltown, East Durham, and Northgate parks. These parks have had all had portions blocked off previously. The new restrictions are because of new guidance from the Environmental Protection Agency. Researchers at Duke first discovered the elevated lead levels during a study back in 2022.
The $118 billion bipartisan bill that addresses border security may be doomed. It's a live look at the U.S. Capitol here right now, where Senate Republican leadership held a closed-door meeting last night about that bill. Leadership in the House says the bill has no chance. The bill includes changes to asylum and immigration laws. It also includes a provision that would allow for a total border shutdown. It also includes aid to Ukraine and Israel. The bill is considered the most conservative compromise bill on border security in decades. After a meeting of House Republicans about the bill, though, House Speaker Mike Johnson called it dead on arrival.
What they produce for us right now really isn't a border security bill. It's an immigration bill, and that is not what is needed for the moment. It does not meet the criteria that we have said very clearly and repeatedly since I got the gavel, since literally the next morning.
Johnson plans to take up a standalone Israel aid bill this week. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to tee up a vote on the Senate's package right at the same time.
Protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza made their voices heard at Durham City Council. They took over part of Monday night's meeting singing "We Breathe Together, Stop the Occupation." They held roses representing a child killed in the Israel-Hamas conflict, along with signs and flags. Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams paused the meeting, and officers did enter the chambers, but no one was forced out.
He handled it the only way he could have. Now let's see him lead the city towards peace. Let's see him lead it toward courage.
City Council has a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza on the table. They'll review it at a meeting on Thursday night.
The severe weather that is battering California with heavy rain and high winds is being blamed for three deaths. The storm brought more than 11 inches of rain to parts of Los Angeles, causing widespread flooding, landslides. Statewide, there are more than 400,000 homes and businesses without power yesterday.
The three deaths were reported in Northern California in three separate incidents of downed trees. This video shows the damage at one home in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where a tree crashed right through a roof of a home. A man inside that home was killed.
And Michelle, there are also rivers where they're not supposed to be, but this is the Los Angeles River. It shows firefighters saving a man who had jumped into the water to save his dog. A helicopter lowered a rescuer down into the river to reach that man while other crews searched for the dog. The man was flown to the hospital. The dog was found downriver, where it had managed to swim to safety.
City leaders in Mebane are tackling how to handle the traffic expected to come with a mega-sized travel center, Buc-ee's. WREL spoke with Mebane Mayor Ed Hooks, who says road work needs to be completed before Buc-ee's breaks ground. City leaders approved interchange changes at I-40 and I-85 in the area where the gas station will be built. A spokesperson with NCDOT says Buc-ee's is required to construct traffic improvement based on its approved traffic impact analysis. Hooks says that he expected to get a timeline for a groundbreaking of Buc-ee's within the next 30 to 60 days.
Authorities in South Korea are warning people about the dangers of the latest social media trend there. Just ahead, why the government is urging people not to eat these toothpicks.
Plus, if you're rooting for the 49ers in the Super Bowl, you might want to add this to your party menu. This bakery's latest take on a new dessert craze that features Travis Kelce.
It's 8:43 on a beautiful morning. We take a live look at Zebulon, looking at blue sky. We're seeing that everywhere. We're also looking at the flags there on the town hall lawn, and they are moving around pretty quickly. We do have breezy conditions, making it feel colder than it is and causing some high fire danger, too. 35 is our temperature. Our dew point's down at 25. That means that it's very dry, increasing our fire danger today. We climbed to 53 for our high this afternoon, but it may not feel much warmer than, say, 45 with the wind chill. Here's a look at the wind and the wind gusts. The wind gusts are in the white box, so gusting to 21 in Clinton, 24 there in Goldsboro. We're looking at steady winds out of the northeast at around 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 16 in South Hill. So it's getting a little bit breezier. We take a look at the wind chill during the day today. It's likely to feel like 35 around 10 a.m., and it'll feel like 45 between 2 and 4, which will be the warmest time of the day. Because of the wind, we also have high fire danger. Outdoor burning is discouraged really for the entire viewing area. But the highest fire danger will be in our towns to the south. The wind will be a little stronger there, but if there was a fire lit today, it would likely spread quickly no matter where it was. High fire danger comes when we have a breezy day with very dry air, relative humidity at 30 to 35%, and that's exactly what we're seeing today. Here's a look at why we're seeing that. We have a low pressure system sitting offshore. We also have a high pressure sitting back off to the west. The two of these are working together to funnel air right across North Carolina out of the northeast, and so it's breezy for today. That low will move away from us tomorrow, and so the wind will begin to relax a little bit. 53 in Raleigh for today, 52 in Durham, and 55 in Fayetteville. That's not too far from normal, but with the breeze coming out of the north-northeast, it will feel a little bit uncomfortable for today and again tomorrow. 54 is our normal high, and we'll be very close to that today and tomorrow. Then our weather pattern changes. Our wind starts to come out of the south-southwest. We bump into the 60s. We could see 72 for the high on Saturday. Should we be seeing temperatures that were... Well, not yet. March 1st, we have a normal high of 59. By the middle of the month, 63. It's not until April 15th that we see a normal high of 72. But it is normal for us to have big changes in our temperatures, a lot of fluctuations in the spring. We're looking at the potential for some rain. A small chance on Friday and Saturday. It's a better chance on Sunday and Monday. It's up to a 50% chance then. So that's likely to be the wettest period. We're not likely to see a lot of rain, anywhere from half an inch to an inch through the weekend.
Thanks, Elizabeth. New numbers show more people are dying at younger ages in North Carolina. This is according to a report from America's Health Rankings. North Carolina's premature death rate rose by 11% from 2022 to 23. Premature is defined as the number of people who died before the age of 75. Nationwide, the premature death rate rose by 9%. It is the highest value ever recorded by those rankings. Cancer and heart disease were the two leading factors. A local cardiologist says unhealthy lifestyles and people going longer between doctor visits are increasing risks and leading to more deaths.
Unfortunately, people are developing things like diabetes and high blood pressure at younger ages than ever before. And this, again, just comes back to the changing lifestyles of young people.
Eating more home-cooked meals, exercising for at least 30 minutes a day, and reducing screen time can all help reduce your risk of developing chronic illnesses.
A new research now shows that more cases of lung cancer are being reported among younger and middle-aged women. Doctors recommend people ages 50 to 80 years old get screened, especially if they have a history of smoking. Dr. Humberto Choi with the Cleveland Clinic says while it's unclear why cases among women are higher, overall cases are declining.
Over the last decades, the incidence of lung cancer actually has been declining. But looking, especially over the last 20 years, lung cancer has been declining a little faster among men compared to women. So that's why we are seeing, especially in certain age groups, that the incidence of lung cancer among women is actually higher compared to men.
And Dr. Choi also encourages smokers to quit because it's the biggest risk factor for developing lung cancer.
People in South Korea are being warned against eating fried toothpicks. The toothpicks in question aren't wooden like the ones here in the U.S. They're made of starch. The South Korean Ministry of Food and Drug Safety said toothpicks, which look like mini green curly fries when they're cooked, you see them here, they're not safe to eat, though. In fact, they only meet the country's standards as a hygiene product. The food trend went viral after videos on social media showed people frying up those little green sticks and adding seasoning like powdered cheese.
Police in Canada are addressing their reopened sexual assault investigation into five current and former National Hockey League players. The five players involved all deny the charges and failed to show up for a court hearing on Monday morning. The local police chief said that he is apologizing to the victim and her family because it has taken so long. The accuser claims she was sexually assaulted by the players in a hotel room in 2018. They were teammates on Canada's World Junior team at the time. The NHL launched its own investigation back in 2022. The players' next hearing is set for April.
Excitement continues to build for the start of the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, 171 days away right now from the opening ceremony. But over the weekend, the Raleigh running community gathered to watch the Olympic marathon trials. They were especially cheering for Fiona O'Keefe. She trains here in the Triangle. O'Keefe crossed the finish line first place. It was her first ever marathon as well, a natural. North Carolina has been getting a lot of attention with runners. Alex Warren is the owner of Runology in Raleigh. He says that training here is challenging, but that's what makes runners from this region succeed.
Not only does it provide like another mental barrier just with our like, you know, summer heat, but it does serve as a really, really good canvas for all types of running.
Yeah, he's talking about the hills, no doubt. Hills and heat. Beyond that, there is the running community here. Raleigh has nearly a dozen run clubs. The 2024 Summer Olympics start right here on WRAL July 26th.
Jeff, you're a runner.
Yeah, and I have experienced the heat and the hills here in the Triangle.
So yeah, it's tough. All right, well, you can celebrate Black History Month with a $5 movie at AMC Theaters. Moviegoers can see a select set of films starring or created by Black people. This week, you can catch The Equalizer 3 starring Denzel Washington. Next week, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse returns to the big screen. On February 16th, the remake of The Color Purple will hit the screen, and Disney's Pixar's Soul will close out the month.
Today's entertainment news, Hollywood rolls out Super Bowl teasers, and the Karate Kid spinoff is gearing up for its final chapter. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with today's Hollywood Nation.
A celebration of genre, Cobra Kai back in the dojo, and stars gear up for game day in the Hollywood Nation.
Hey there, I'm Ryan Reynolds, star of the upcoming film, If.
In today's first looks is friendship and football. Ryan Reynolds and John Krasinski, actually Randall Park as John Krasinski, star in a teaser for the If Super Bowl spot. It's a take on a bit from The Office. They share clips of the upcoming comedy, which is about a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends. We'll see more Super Bowl Sunday. If is in theaters May 17th.
This is dinner and a show. And the show was more dinner.
Netflix released a first look of Somebody Feed Phil with food enthusiast Phil Rosenthal globe-trotting his way through season 7. All 8 episodes premiere March 1st.
Season 6!
Take one.
The streamer is also getting fans pumped for the 6th and final season of Cobra Kai, which airs this year. Stars of the Karate Kid spinoff sent a message with behind-the-scenes looks, sharing they're back in production and promising this season is the biggest, baddest yet. The 51st Annual Saturn Awards Sunday, hosted by Joel McHale, celebrated the best in genre entertainment. The show was dedicated to the memory of Lance Reddick, the late star of the John Wick movies. Among awards, Keanu Reeves received the first Lance Reddick Legacy Award. Oppenheimer director Christopher Nolan was presented the Visionary Award. And Jodie Foster received the Life Career Award. Winning films included Avatar: The Way of Water, which won 4, including Best Science Fiction Film.
I see you.
It was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. A Pennsylvania bakery's cakes are on fire. Literally. KK's cakes, is in Philadelphia, jumping in on the latest confectionery craze with these burn cakes. Watch what happens here. The owner puts a Super Bowl twist on it. Different Kansas City Chiefs themes. The cakes have two types of sugar paper on top, and one burns faster and cleaner, and it exposes the image that's underneath. And check it out. The bakery is taking Super Bowl orders through Wednesday. Shocking, right?
Yeah, shocking. Yeah. I was like, it doesn't have anything to do with Taylor Swift, I'm sure. Oh. It's just going to be Travis Kelce.
No chance.
Yeah. All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.